Muncie.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
And this is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way. To clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. So September has been all about uncovering our stories, and we actually have still another week on it, which is great. Seems that this was the last day of summer. I don't know what you guys felt, but yeah, it's a nostalgic time, and, you know, the leaves have started to change here in Toronto, and I think, you know, we are definitely moving into fall, although I do believe that we're going to have a lot nice, there's still a lot more nicer weather coming. So we're talking about uncovering our stories, and we're doing live readings, so give us a call at 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685. Tonight we're discussing how to find your heart's way through uncovering how your limiting beliefs, habits, and stories hold us back in our relationship with money and in our career. So it's all about careers. It's all about, you know, money and how that has become a bit of an interesting dilemma that we've all been kind of experiencing with the financial crisis that has been going on for the past good year now. It kind of comes, it goes, it comes back. It's really a time where we are being tested to understand exactly what it is that we're wanting. But also, a lot of the institutions, a lot of the way that we have been doing work in the past has been so much fear-based and greed-based that, you know, it has to change. So we're coming up with different ways of doing work. Certainly, we're looking at bartering. We're looking at just all sorts of different ways. Money still is what talks in this planet, and we certainly need it to, you know, pay our rent or our mortgage and to eat. But everything has been changing, and with that, all of our values and our stories and our beliefs that we've been living with are being tested right now. So it's really a unique time. And give us a call. Let us know kind of what's going on with you and what you're going through at this time. You know, when we look at, you know, our career, and with our career, you know, most often it's, again, with the relationships within our work environment. You know, these days we're being asked to consider what truly makes us happy and our hearts sing, but instead much of our attention is focused on the conflicts that are happening between coworkers and that kind of gossip that takes place in the work environment. With all that, we barely have time to consider what our passion is. But we're all going through shifts. And so the story that is going on again at work, a lot of the times, especially if you're not in an intimate relationship, then relationships at work kind of become your primary area for working through and growing spiritually. And, you know, so a lot of people have issues because we all have to work in some capacity at some way. And whether we're self-employed and it's, you know, working through finding our way with our clients and, you know, the stories that we both sort of mirror one another, because often we get, you know, the same types of people that we go through. And if we're in a work environment or if you're, you know, contracted out, then that's where you're going to be learning your growth patterns. But it's really all about us becoming much more aware of these stories that we've been talking about. And the last few weeks I've been talking all about these stories. But, you know, we have these limiting beliefs, habits, and stories. What are yours? You know, our stories center around our relationships, family, friends, partners, coworkers, and often our bosses. We hold certain stuck emotions from our childhood that limit us from creating the life that we desire and keep us in our head, choosing fear over our hearts and love. So here we are again. It's really the same aspect to the same story. It's we have some story that we continue to play out, whether it's within our relationships, whether it's in our relationships with family and friends, or whether it's in our relationships at work. And somehow it also kind of comes back down to, you know, the story with regards to money. So these stories play themselves out in different capacities at different times all the time. We are always learning and growing. And I find it really fascinating because these stories are really pinnacle to how our life develops. They're often experiences that happen to us when we're children. And from those experiences, we create a story about ourselves. So a lot of times it's abandonment. A lot of times it's, you know, I'm not worthy. I'm not being heard. I'm not being seen. And from these kind of core issues, we play out our experiences through them. And the reason these experiences are there are not for us to say, oh, see, this keeps happening to me, but for us to really recognize that we have these unintegrated emotional responses. And it's from us being aware of the stories that we're telling. It's from us understanding the stories that we're telling so that we can change the reaction to a response, so that we can choose, make a choice between love and fear. And this is really the largest piece of what we're here to do. This is a planet where we are just growing exponentially. I mean, it's incredible how quickly we're growing on this planet. Where we have the most challenges is within relationships. We, you know, if we, as spiritual beings, we're living on a mountaintop, on our own, in a cave, somewhere nice and warm, you know, we wouldn't have the same experiences that we have on a really rich level that we're having now. We are in, most of us are in, you know, cities. So we have lots of people around us to assist us with this mirroring technique. If we were all alone, which many of us have done on many different lifetimes, and many of us, you know, seem to have that craving to isolate ourselves and to go back to nature. And I mean, that's really key. We do really truly need to learn to embrace this planet and to make a deep connection with her and to see, you know, how incredible this planet is, and all of how we need to, you know, honor it and see it for what it is. But we get caught up in all the relationship stuff. And, you know, some of the times the only way to actually really make that connection and to really honor the earth is to take this time and to go alone and to do the things that we've done in the past. And they can work. It would be much easier if we were the only person in our experience. It would be lonely, probably, but a lot of us actually would prefer that. But that's not what we're here for in this life. We are truly here to experience the richness of the time that we're in and the growth that we're going through and the changes that are going to be happening. I mean, it's an incredible time to be alive. And, you know, we get so caught up in all of the problems, all of the everyday living things that happen to us in our lives that we say are our experiences. But it's really our reaction to the experiences. If everything that happened to us was neutral, meaning we didn't label it as good or bad, but we just saw it as an experience, we wouldn't be judging ourselves or others or blaming others. We would truly be just experiencing, which is really what we're here to do. And then the people that come into our lives, if we could just see them as this rich experience to understand, our own stories, to understand what it is that we're learning, and to not get caught up with the reaction, the response, the judgment the labeling, the blaming, then our lives would be completely different. However, that is what we're here to uncover. Those are the stories that we are here to work through. And so we go into our work and, we blame our bosses for being difficult and challenging. And we avoid the work gossiper, and we observe. Did I get cut off? Okay, what happened?
Skype is a finicky thing sometimes. It just every now and then goes boing.
That we have in our work environment. I'm not quite sure where I got cut off, but there's this rich experience that we have where we get caught up in the stories all around us. And work is a really good place where we get caught up, because we see, the office romance. We see the gossipers that are gossiping that we want to stay away from. We see the bosses that are controlling and manipulative. And we have judgments about all of these things that are going on around us. And then we have, the people that we get really, really close to at work. And so all of these different things that happen really influence the stories and the experiences that we have. And if we could see all of these as completely neutral, then we would have a very different experience. We wouldn't get so caught up. We wouldn't dread going into work. We wouldn't, we would be living our own lives. We wouldn't be coming home and putting ourselves in front of a TV and vegging out. We would be living life more completely, which is really what we're here to do. We're really here to understand and live every emotional response. I mean, the whole purpose is that God is experiencing through us. No matter what it is that we do, God still experiences through us. Whether we are, seeking joy or love, pain or fear, God still experiences through us. It is us that is on this evolutionary journey. Not so much what the journey is for God, but it's our journey. It's our higher purpose. It's our soul's calling. It's what makes our hearts sing. But instead, we get caught up with this everyday dilemma, everyday blame game, everyday, coming into work and getting caught up in road rage and, all the things that happen as we move into work. And so these stories get played out. And it's these stories that are what is creating our life experience the way it is, because it's how we've judged the stories. So this is a live call-in show. Give us a call on, what kind of experiences you've been having, and ask me your questions with regard. Well, and let me know.
Give the phone number one more time.
What's happening around you? So, I believe that we're going to be going to break soon. So, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Sue Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
Pass the road to your house that you never call home, where they turned out your lights, though they say you'll never know. I remember
remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind. Both of us never tiring, desperately wanting. When they pumped out your guts, filled you full of those bullets, you would never cry out, deserving all the cheers. Said it was
is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And the purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware of your aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. Raise and shift your level of consciousness. Identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you. And finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website that will actually be beginning tomorrow, Thursday, with Helen Goldstein, who is a very interesting and dynamic woman who is offering a Buddha Groove here in Toronto. But it's live Thursday evenings. So this is a live call-in show. I'm not quite sure whether the whether I will be able to hear the audio. So you might want to use the instant messaging that is right on the front page of the website and send me a message, and we can talk about, well, what we've been talking about, which is really uncovering our stories. And we're looking tonight at, you know, discussing how to find your heart's way through uncovering your limiting beliefs, habits, and stories that hold us back in a relationship with money and our careers. So we've been sort of talking about the different ways that our stories impact us, especially at work. Work seems to be an area where we can definitely have our stories interfering. And, you know, often, you know, these are patterns that we have developed from very early on in our lives. And, you know, we create the beliefs, the habits, and the stories that shape the way we live our lives. So, you know, depending on what your story is, my story has always been about abandonment. My relationships and other situations in my life have always reflected the different aspects of this story. And it's amazing how many different ways this one theme can play out. The same with people that feel unworthy. Unworthy. If unworthiness is one of your issues, often, you know, it's funny. We typically have a few areas that are really key to us. So often relationships are extremely important, and certainly that's where we grow the most, is within our relationships. But people have either issues with relationships, they have issues in their career, they have issues with money, or they have issues with their health. And typically, these are the different ways it can play out. So if somebody has unworthiness issues, they may find that people in their work, they aren't being seen, they aren't being heard, they're not feeling worthy of, they're not getting the promotions that they deserve. They're not feeling worthy in their work. They're not feeling like they are being seen for who they are and promoted for what they're doing. And then again, they may have issues with regards to money because they're not worthy of receiving the money that they deserve. So they're not worthy of getting the positions they deserve. They're not worthy of getting a job that will promote who they are. They're not worthy of getting the money that they have. And so in every situation in our life, it plays out differently. And so that's why it's so incredibly important to understand what the stories are that we're playing. And that's why I sort of dedicated September. And it started off with Mark Borax, and we really talked all about stories that night as well. And, you know, Mark's theory is, you know, we just need to rewrite our story, because changing our story is the single most powerful way to change the world. And it certainly is how we think, live, and be in the world as individuals, which shifts the consciousness of the world on the whole. By discovering the hidden magic in our lives, we can shift our stories. One of the best ways of looking at our story and changing it is through gratitude. Gratitude is that one way that we seem to totally shift our perspective when we can look at what are the things we can be grateful for. And in the beginning, that may be really challenging, because if you have a boss, and I, you know, affectionately say a boss from hell, which a lot of people have, where they're feeling completely controlled and manipulated, they're, you know, very unhappy, they're not being promoted, they're not being seen, they're, you know, they're either being abandoned by them, or, like, it depends what the flavor of your story is, and that's really important. And through that, we can begin to understand what it is that we're working on. And if you can find a way to feel grateful, that gratitude will completely shift your story. We have an instant feedback from Kay in Michigan. She has two stories. One is a relationship, the other is job. So her friend is 45, June 26, and she is born in 56. I don't understand what is going on with him. There's mixed messages. I feel that he may be interested in someone else. What do I feel? Okay. Well, with regards to your relationship, Kay, I'm feeling that there are some things that need to be cleared up here. I'm not sure necessarily that he's interested in someone else. I do agree with you that there are mixed messages that are going on. And I think what you really truly need to do is discuss them with him and to, you know, to be really clear about what it is that you want. So the clearer it is that you are about what you're looking for in a relationship, what kind of experiences you're wanting, what kind of qualities you're looking for in a relationship, then the clearer either he can become or someone else can come into your life and shift what you're wanting to experience. I do think there's some things going on. Again, I'm not so clear that he's interested in someone else, but I do feel he's not necessarily committed to you either. And so you need to be clear. You need to be clear about what it is that you're looking for and what it is that you're wanting. And not sabotage because you want him to like you. Because a lot of times that's what we do in relationships. We, you know, again, look at what your story is. Is your story that a lot of times people are unfaithful? So, you know, are you unworthy or, you know, not worthy of finding true love or a love that expresses what you're wanting to experience in life? So look at and figure out what your story is. And then that will allow the relationships in your life to shift. The more you can be clear about that, the more opportunities there will be for you to bring in people that are... He just feels really emotionally unavailable to me, and I'm not sure... he's just not committed, and I don't think he's committed to anybody. So it's not really you, and it's not really that there's anybody else. It's really him right now. And that may sound like a bit of a cliche, but he also needs to be clear about what he wants. And I'm getting that he was in a pretty significant relationship in the last couple of years, like a marriage, and he's just not ready to settle down again. And I don't know that he ever really became ready, even in his marriage. There's some things that are going on with him. And, you know, a lot of men from that generation, there's, you know, the dating scene is really easy. You know, internet dating is really easy. And they don't really want to get committed. So just kind of be open and also be aware and really be clear about what it is that you're looking for in a relationship. And so don't sacrifice what you're wanting. Don't try and be someone you're not to make him like you. Be you, because the more you are you, then the more opportunities will become available to you. The more you can get excited about what it is that you're wanting. And if you look at my last thought about gratitude, be grateful for, you know, the opportunities that are coming to you. Be grateful for the fact that, you know, you can experience and achieve everything that you want. And don't feel you necessarily have to settle. Settling is a very difficult energy. And I'm not sure that that's what's going on in this situation, except you're really unclear. And because you're unclear, well, he's really unclear. Because he's really unclear, your relationship is very, I'm not going to say messy, because it's not messy. It's just that it's very unclear. There doesn't seem to be a commitment. And I'm not sure how long the two of you have been together, but mixed messages, I would say absolutely. Because I think both of you are not exactly sure what it is that you're wanting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer your work question after we go on break. But, you know, so I just want you to be, you know, very clear about what it is that you're wanting within your relationship. And, you know, identify the areas that aren't working. And think about, you know, your past relationships. What pattern is he repeating from your past relationships? There are a lot of emotionally unavailable men that don't want to make a commitment. And this seems to be, you know, a typical relationship of this type. And trust me, there's a lot out there like that. But we're going to go to break now. Give us a call or send us an instant feedback, which is probably the best you can do at this point. But give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
wish yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough of this life, hang on. Don't let yourself go.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, like tonight, and through clearing our energy so that we can remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life that we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, Wednesday nights, right here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show. The phones are now working, so do give us a call. And I will answer your questions live each week at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Also, I will be starting a new show come October 4th. So Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time with Jean Adrian. And we, Jean Adrian and I, join up to offer you Voices of Soul. So that should be a very exciting show that will be starting next month. So right before the break, I was discussing a instant feedback with Kay, which we talked about the relationship. Now I want to talk about the career question that she had. And basically, she had an interview, and they were hiring a nurse that happened to be good friends with her current supervisor. So she does a good job at work. Her clients are happy. But for some reason, her supervisor doesn't like her, and she doesn't know why. So this perfectly fits in with tonight's topic about looking at the relationships that we have at work. And often, we definitely we play out a lot of things in our career, in our relationships. And one of the big places that we play this out is certainly when somebody has control over us. And so a boss has a certain amount of, well, they are the ones that make decisions in our lives. So we feel like we don't have any control, and we feel like they are responsible for our own happiness, much like relationships. And it's a really tough call. The biggest, most difficult part of this is finding a way not to blame the messenger, not to blame the supervisor that's out there. We can't, in most cases, the supervisor, if she's doing her job, will not interfere with an interview, will not downplay or badmouth someone. But because this is part of your experience, you do need to look at what story is playing out. And so that's really important. I actually get a pretty good feeling about this job, this interview. And if it's not this one, there is another one that is very close in your field. So there's definitely a change in jobs that is going to occur. But I just want you to look at, you know, what is the story that is being played out here? Because if you don't understand it and become aware of it, it is very likely to continue in another experience, in another job, or it may play out in a completely different part of your life, so that you understand what the story is, and so that you become more aware of these responses, so that you can be more in charge of how you respond to things instead of unconsciously reacting. And definitely, you know, looking at what the patterns are around these situations. We do want to blame other people, and sometimes it's incredibly difficult when we know that something is being unfair in our life. And clearly, I am, you know, getting that this relationship that you have with your boss, there is some things that are going on that are unfair. However, it is our reactions to this. It is the way we react. It is the emotions that get triggered. It is really up to us to no longer think that anybody is in charge of us, that there is nobody out there that is trying to do us harm, because she's just trying to do her job. She has her own issues. You have your issues. They get intermingled and they start playing against one another, and that's kind of what happens in these types of relationships where there is somebody that is in control of you, in that, you know, she's the one that makes you do what you have to do in your work. So it's an interesting dynamic when it comes to bosses, because, you know, a lot of times in the past, as a woman, we would have a man responsible for us. So our husbands, our partners would be in control. But now that starts to balance out as the relationships become more balanced and there's no longer this power struggle. The power struggles happen a lot at work. And so that's kind of what's going on. You're not in a power struggle with regards to your relationship. So it's playing out in your work. And of course, this came as a result of your experience as a child, and it would have been with one of your parents who would have been in a power struggle with you. So when you think of your boss, which parent does your boss represent? Which parent does it most closely resemble? And what triggers are occurring around this. And find ways to accept yourself. Find ways to be okay with how other people react. That, you know, a lot of times we are just trying to get people to like us. You know, we're very good at trying to make others, trying to manipulate others in a way through liking us, through, you know, making our situation easier, more fun. A lot of the times I hear from people, you know, life is just so difficult. Life isn't fun. I'm so unhappy. These are triggers. These are things that you need to become aware of, because it's those things. Nobody should be responsible for your response. Nobody should be responsible for whether you're loved, because you should have self-love. Nobody should be responsible for your happiness, because your happiness should come from within you. Nobody should be responsible for whether you're having fun or not, because that, again, it's something that is conditional, that is within us. And we make our own lives. We react and respond in our own way to every situation. We're the only one that has responsibility. We're the ones that are in charge of how we respond. You know, I'm sure that we can all think of different times when, you know, something may have happened that was very similar to another time when you completely freaked out and then somebody else did it. Somebody maybe you felt differently about. Maybe it was a, you know, long-term friend who did something very similar and you were much more forgiving. See, it's those times when we know that it's a reaction. It's those times that we know those are the things that we need to do to shift. And so I know that something else is going to come your way. What I want to make sure doesn't happen is that you don't repeat a similar pattern somewhere else in your life. It may not be your next job. It may be somewhere else. And so that's why it's so important to understand the stories we're in. And it doesn't really matter whether your supervisor doesn't like you. It could be a karmic thing. It could be you trigger her. You could remind her of one of her parents, and et cetera, et cetera. It's none of our business, actually, why somebody likes us or doesn't like us, because it's them. It has nothing to do with us. And there's nothing that we can do or should do to shift that. So it's an interesting dynamic that we go through. And I think it's really fascinating that, you know, at these times, we have an opportunity to shift this and to understand the stories and the patterns that we are going through. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call, because the phones are now working. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or continue to use the instant feedback and give me some questions. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Join us for Dynamic Transformations. Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Patterson brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle, followed by the best mediums, psychics, and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there, Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Lady, you know who I am. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
So are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of the work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. Right now, I am offering a free 30-minute consultation on finding a heart's way, which is to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. So take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation on finding a heart's way and hearing the gentle guidance of your soul. Tonight, we and all of September, we have been talking about our stories. And tonight specifically, we have been looking at, you know, finding our heart's way through uncovering how limiting beliefs, habits, and stories hold us back in our relationships with money and our career. And clearly, by everything we've been talking about, it becomes so important to understand, what is the story you've been telling yourself? How has it been playing out in your life? What is the story your heart would rather experience? If you can change it at the cause level, which is really, what happened when we were children, the stories that our perceptions of our life have been playing, we often see the effect, which is the things that are happening now in our life, and those are the things that we're always trying to change. And I suggest maybe looking at it from a different place. It has nothing to do with what's happening in your life right now, right this moment. It has everything to do with those stories that we chose when we were children. And those are the stories that continue to play out every moment of our lives. The more aware we can become of them, the more we are able to change them. So we have another instant feedback. This is Jerry in Michigan. Jerry's been a stay-at-home mom for the last 19 years and is now finding it difficult to find what it is that she would like to do, how to come to that decision. The best thing about right now, Jerry, is there are so many possibilities available to you. I know that this opportunity that you had for staying at home and raising your children, that has been a very rich experience for you, and it's been very important for you. And those are the moments you are going to remember, because they were precious, regardless of where you are now and where your children are now. Those moments are the moments that have defined your life. And being a mother is probably the most rewarding, yet clearly the most stressful. And, you know, we are responsible for so much when it comes to our children. But when it comes to, you know, what you would like to do right now and how do you come to that decision, you know, just be incredibly open and look at some of the things that really speak to you. Very likely you went to school, and very likely you knew 19 years ago and before that, you know, what it was that you wanted to experience. Because again, it's all about experience. What make your heart sing? What are the things that you were drawn to even while you were, you know, raising your children? What are the areas that you were drawn to? Those will be your biggest keys in where it is that you're going to be going now. And look at those stories that you've told yourself. You have so many options available to you right now. This is, you know, one of those times where in life, you know, certainly our life does not end at 65. We have so much more. And because you're not even close to that age, you know, you have so much more that you can do with your life. And so it's an opportunity right now for you to just sort of check it out. But, you know, what makes your heart sing when you're with your children? What, you know, what made you excited about getting up? What part of raising your children was, made your heart sing? What part prior to when your children came, did you, you know, were you always checking out and looking into? And, you know, maybe your education has some of, you know, part of the answers to it. And sometimes, you know, we did what we felt we were supposed to do. Maybe because our parents said, well, you should be, you know, you should become educated in this. But there are so many opportunities. And, you know, it's just such a dynamic time to be alive. I mean, if you don't have to rush into it, then take your time. You have so much time left. We, you know, we have our whole life to do what we are here to do. And our soul's purpose really is about, you know, experiencing those qualities that resonate with us. You know, a couple of us were getting together last weekend and, you know, we were talking about, you know, why are things so difficult right now? And, you know, the energies have been, you know, so extreme. But what I noticed is that we each had a story. Like, for one, it was like, you know, things are so difficult. Nothing comes easy to me. And for another, it was, you know, I just want to have fun. I'm not having fun. And for another, it was, you know, I'm just not happy. I'm so unhappy. And it's these qualities that we have this incredible opportunity to shift, because these qualities have nothing to do with, you know, what's happening in our lives and have everything to do with what we are experiencing. This growth period that we're going through, this spiritual evolution that we're all working towards and we're all moving and shifting and growing and experiencing together, it's so incredible, but it's challenging. It's not easy. It's not fun. It is difficult. It does make us unhappy. But that's because all of those things are in our psyche. All of those things are part of our inner challenges, the things that we are here to shift, the things that we are here to make a difference on this planet. So I invite you to start looking at all of the things that you make your heart sing. Also, look at all of the things that drive you crazy, and you will uncover some of the stories that are prohibiting you from being everything you've ever wanted to be. And so it's an exciting time for you, Jerry, because things are really about to shift for you, and there's so much change around you. Like, you're at one of these crossroads, and that's an exciting time. It may not feel exciting at the moment, but it truly is going to be an exciting time for you, and there's lots of things that are going to be happening. And so I'm really excited for you, because it's going to be a wonderful time for you. You just need to open up and to just truly experience all that is around you. Okay, so this is Lori Houston, and I'm from www.intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations, readings, remote healings, and clearing for personal, home, and businesses, and have a weekly online radio show every Thursday. Actually, it is just starting up again this Thursday, where I have guest Helen Goldstein. It should be a very interesting show. So you just go into my site, www.intuitivesoul.com, and look at the radio page. And from there, you can launch the player. I invite you to take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation on finding a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of our soul. May love and joy be the guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.